Well, many people will have heard of these so-called seeing-eye dogs. However, many people are unaware that dogs are also valuable assistants to people with handicaps. Also, most people would be shocked to see a dog, a cat, or any other animal for that matter, in a hospital. However, the use of canine therapy and canine assistance, both globally and in the Czech Republic, is on the rise. There is also a drive to introduce canine therapy and canine assistance to the next generation of healthcare service providers. Jon Pulkrabek looked into the story.
Some 20 young nurses and their dogs gathered in front of their school in Prague 10 on Wednesday as part of a demonstration of how dogs can help provide care to those who need it most. Though the event was mostly planned as a fun morning for the young students, the organizers envisioned a higher calling: to introduce future healthcare givers to canine therapy. What is canine therapy, you ask? Well, dog expert Vladimíra Ticha explains.
Canine therapy is a psychological and physical rehabilitation program that can be used on all types of patients, from the youngest to the oldest. It is a wide range of uses. It can help small children to develop their motor skills. The children can even learn to speak better with the dog's help. In older patients, the dogs can replace that necessary contact that they should have with their families but don't. It's said that in retirement homes that dogs operate in, the use of medication and the death rate decreases because the psychological aspect is very important and the dog doesn't care if you're sick or old or if you can't move well. He just sees someone whom he loves.
Besides canine therapy, canine assistance for the physically and visually impaired were also presented to the young students. What everyone knows as a seeing-eye dog has now grown up and becomes an entirely different animal. I talked to Jitka Vendrova about how her white Swiss shepherd Max helps her besides classical seeing-eye work.
Otvírání, zavírání dveří, rozsvícení, zhasínání, sundávání.
Opening and closing doors, turning out on and off lights, helping me put on and take off my clothes, taking clothes out of the washer and carrying them onto the balcony. I'm visually impaired, and psychologically, Max helps me because people don't have a problem communicating with us, talking to us, and even petting Max. It's excellent for making new contacts and friends.
Zuzana Daušová, head of the Help Pes group, which is one of the few groups in the Czech Republic that helps train all types of canine assistants, says that though the situation is improving, the financial aspects of training canine assistants is still a key question in the Czech Republic.
Everyone who sends us 50 crowns or more becomes a sponsor. We understand that everyone has different means of income, and we're truly grateful for everything we receive. The state gives 210,000 crowns, or about $9,000, to the group that trained the dog, and the client receives 800 crowns a month in the case of seeing-eye dogs. In the case of canine assistance, nothing is covered, and the costs of purchasing the dog, food, training, kennel cost, veterinary costs, the pay of trainers, are also not covered, and we look for sponsors. So like I said, we accept all kinds of donations and are very grateful for them.
Despite the high costs and lack of funding, after witnessing the skill with which the dogs perform their duties, such as picking up mobile phones, opening and closing cabinets, and even picking up keys, it's obvious that these dogs are truly man's or woman's best friend.
Jon Pulkrabek there with that canine report.